Good evening.
This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Light Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Google Image Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All should parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Carter Street in Louisville, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. Amateur Radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member to set that up. If you're looking for net controllers for Monday through Wednesday or any day in any of those days, should a net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvilleairc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
WB2RUQ.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta. And Jeff, I believe I'm the last one in the queue.
Start with WB2REQ. My father John. Good evening. What's going on?
KD2AIT. WB2REQ. Wow, it's 80 degrees here in St. Augustine, Florida. It was a nice sunny day today, so we had a good time today. Ran some of the grandkids to school and one of them over to Flagler College. So we're just sitting back and relaxing. So back to you, WB2REQ.
All right, well, it's a little bit warmer there than here. I tell you that, it's pretty cold out right now. A little rainy, windy. Well, the rain subsided a little bit, but a little damp, cloudy out, and cool. Let's get down into 30, like down to 35, I think they said here by morning. Well, we'll see what happens. All right, thanks for checking in. You guys have a good day. We'll catch up with you later. KD2FPM. Kevin, good evening. What's going on there?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and a good evening to everyone up in the North Country. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. Yeah, we got 2.7 inches of rain in the last 24 hours here. I know some points east of us, they got like 4, 5, 6, in some places almost 7 inches of rain, and it caused some interesting flooding for those people there. Got 52 degrees right now on the outside under mostly cloudy skies. And as soon as I get done with the net here, I'm going to take my dog and run him out in the park real quick for a minute so he can do his job, and we're going to call it a night. On that note, I will say 7-3, and this is KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, I can believe it. We took a walk up on the towpath here tonight, and the canal is pretty much full right to the top. I've spent, I think, all the... springtime anyway. So we all needed a little bit of water. I'm hoping it filled up Hinkley up there a little bit. I heard how dry it was, and I'm hoping they got replenished a little bit. All right. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for checking in. I see another station jumped in there. Let's see if they want to check in. Are there any other Echolink stations that want to check in?
Is KC2ICQ, Corona, California. Good evening.
KC2ICQ. Doug, good evening. How's it going out there in California? Hope you guys, maybe you guys got some rain too. What's going on?
It's actually been quite dry here, Jeff. It's been in the upper 90s and 100s all week, and actually it's a little cooler today. It's around 92, so we're kind of chilled. Hi. Anyway, we've been trying to stay cool, running the AC and paying the big bill, but, well, if we were back in New York, we'd have to pay for the heat, so six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. Hope everybody back there is doing well, and not too much to say, and I just want to check in and say hello to everybody back in upstate New York, my old hometown there, and miss everybody, and hopefully we can get back on the air on the HF side of things here, if I can talk the Homeowners Association into it. We'll see. Anyway, everybody have a great night. God bless. Take care. From KC2ICQ in Corona, California.
Not even batting an eye, they'd sign up for it right now. Well, we're finally getting some rain up here. We've had a kind of a dry summer here ourselves, and we finally got some pretty significant rain. Like Kevin was saying before, I think, I don't know if he got in the dye, but we've had, I think he said 2.1 inches over the last 24 hours. So we've had quite a bit. Actually, I think it was a little more than 24 hours, but somewhere in there. And all the rivers and streams are up, and we kind of needed it. I know you guys need it out there too, so we're hoping sooner or later you guys will get some rain. Not the crazy mudslide rain, but nice soaking rain so you can get off the water restrictions and enjoy yourself. All right. Thanks, Doug, for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. Hey, that's the last of the Echolink station, so this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Lake Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
SBFM, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI.
WA2U.
And 5AOW.
Well, there's nothing like the cold, rainy weather to pick up a net. Pick up the checking totals anyway. Let's see. We'll start with N2PFM. George, I'm assuming you got some logs ready to go into the stove tonight. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, Pete, and everybody else on the net. I'm one up on you. I already have the slab woods almost all burned up, and almost all burned up, and it's going on the bigger logs now. It's 48 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range today, 48 to 59. Well, I did work hard getting my PhD on local politics now. I found out that it was not surprising to some officials that I got the answer that I got, that I mentioned about yesterday. And I was told that a couple different ones of office did tell me that I had to, I didn't have the correct pecking order. They would say, you know, who you go to first when something happens. And that's one of the keys there. Second thing is the two oldest things in politics with that pass the buck. And it's not what you know, it's who you know, or who you go to. And of course, nothing's going to solve immediately overnight, but I see now in local politics, so, sort of like the old Tammany Hall ward boss, or sort of like Hillary's father. I know most of you, any of you know it, but Hillary's father was a ward boss at Scranton. The guy you had to go to whenever something was wrong at all, and, you know, to run the machine. I think you kind of guess what I mean. And that's sort of, you know, it varies a little of how it works from place to place, and that's the part you got to get down pat, so to speak, if you know what I mean. We'll mention any names, of course. God bless 73 Zen 2 PFM clear.
All right, George, well, good luck working the system. I'm sure it's going to be frustrating no matter, no matter how quick it goes. We never move anything too bad. So if they did everything efficiently, less of them would have jobs. So I think that's part of it. All right, George, good luck, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
KC2WI, well, I had the radio on 14.070 and DigiPan running, and I wasn't really doing anything. I just turned that on there, but I popped it up, and boy, it's just there was just nothing there. I don't know if it had some kind of a something happened on the bands, or no. Normally, 20 meters is still open. It's always open some, and there's always some digital signals on here, but boy, it's pretty much dead quiet. So anyway, I took a nap this evening. I just ran out of steam here, woke up, went back to sleep. Must have been sleeping soundly enough. I didn't hear the radio for the Black River Valley Club Net there, and I'm going to go back to bed. I'm still dragging with this whatever. It's probably going on 3 weeks. I just about got completely, I felt at least completely better. My head unstuffed and my throat unscratched. And then I ended up through a sequence of not my choosing to being up at 1 o'clock in the morning, driving actually, not even being up. And so I kind of relapse there, and I just about got better, but not quite, I guess. And just sort of hope I don't end up with pneumonia or something. But you know, I'm doing a little cough here and there, and a little tired, so I'm just going to call it an early night. Yeah, it's 49 here. It was 51. It says the high was 51. I don't know. It seemed pretty constant most of the day. You know, right around this temperature. I guess it's going down about another 10 degrees overnight, and then tomorrow it's supposed to be partly sunny anyway. So I didn't get done what I wanted today for various reasons. I got one the rare case of a computer I'm actually going to send back to the depot for repair, and that was supposed to go out today, but for a couple of reasons it didn't, so that'll happen tomorrow. And we'll just keep at it anyway. Not much else going on here, I guess. I unpacked and set up my first Windows 10 out of the box computer today. Well, it's set up on my bench. I guess it's okay. I haven't played with it that much. So we're getting into that. I posted on my Facebook page a pie chart for the market share of various Windows, and it's interesting that I would have thought Windows 10 would be even higher than it is now. I can't even find where I did that. Of course, probably the best thing would be to find the graphic that I made. I copied it and modified it a little from marketshare.com. And I guess a lot of people are still using Windows 8. They haven't, I don't know what it was, because I didn't look at it sort of, you know, last month and the month before to see how it's growing, but Windows 8/8.1 is about 15%, I guess, and Windows 7 it says 57.67%, and all the Windows All of Windows is about 91 or something percent. 91%. And then it says Mac OS X 10.10 is 4.6, and all the other is 4.46. And I assumed, that Linux would be significant to that, but it's only about 1%. It's really low. I'm not sure where this statistics come from. I don't know how they get it. Is it what the browser reports? Is it what businesses report? I don't really know. No, I didn't read the detail there. But anyway, my two my two business but non-paying projects are, like you said, there. I'm playing with Linux, and I got to get back. I started a long time ago looking at some PHP stuff, and I never really did it. But I'll have to load that up in the computer everywhere I am, or take a laptop with me and start doing some projects. So that's what's going on here. I think the word is probably out, but the Town and Country 10K run will not happen next Sunday, the 4th, so we don't have to worry about doing communications for that, and it may happen at some future date. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Well, it's surprising on the Windows 7. That's what I'm still running. I still like it, and I'm not going to upgrade to 10 until I'm kind of forced to, I guess. They get a lot of that, the data from analytics, from, say, Google Analytics and stuff. A lot of the machines, they're probably not counting our servers. Stuff that, they're probably just counting the desktops, people browsing in their devices, and maybe just desktops for all I know. And because there is a lot of people browsing on mobile. It's almost reached parity for desktops. So anyway, all right, well, feel better, get some rest, and we'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, guessing that reservoir there next to your house is filling up. What's going on tonight?
Well, say good evening to you, Jeff. KD2AATE and WA2U, good evening to everyone at Frequency. And those out there listening, really appreciate you doing the night. I know there's some spots that are still open, but we'll also check and appreciate the extra effort. And I know some nights it is an extra effort because I used to do a shortwave scanner net every Friday evening. I did 1,000 of them. And there were some nights did I do the net last night? I had to try to remember. So thanks for that. Pete, it sounds like a couple shots of brandy, a couple sticks of wood in the stove, and turn off the lights, and this is the kind of weather where you can take advantage. I know it's going to turn around, it'll be nice, and might as well get the energy level up while you can. George, good luck to you. We're far enough out in the country, we don't miss any of the go to door-to-door knocking, soliciting, got a moment, no. I don't know, you put up a sign or something, no soliciting, no doubt of that. People that go around, they have a tough time reading the signs. I don't know what that's But that's all. We've got a sign out here that says, no trespassing. If you can read it, you're in range. But I don't know. Maybe they get the idea. Let's see what we do today. I burned a number of CDs. Got an old King's collection of the old music of the British invasion kind of thing. So I burned some copies of that. And Kathy managed to get the software loaded into our TS-590. It's the patience of a saint to do that. So we got that finally, 2.0.1. We had to buy a program. I don't know if it was WinZip or something, but that's okay. We've always had no problem upgrading, but that system's 64-bit 7, Windows 7, so we don't want to really switch things around. So that's all upgraded to the latest for the Kenwood TS-590F. So we were able to get that taken care of. I'm trying to think what else. So, and I worked on the presentation that we went to on Monday evening. I was able to load it onto take the thumb drive and speed it up a little bit without changing the pitch of the voice, and got rid of all the commercials, if you know what I mean. So we compressed it, and now I just got to take that, and I can. An MP3, so maybe I can burn it onto a CD. I've got a device to do that, but It's all when to do that. So I have to see what's going on. Kathy worked out in the garden today and got some stuff going on there, and I've got some lights to install here in the kitchen area. We can always keep busy. I can't believe it's October already. Tomorrow, just absolutely incredible. Jeffy, I don't know. I haven't got too close to the lake, but hopefully it came up some. But then it's only up for a little while. You blink your eyes and it goes in the other direction. So that's the way it goes. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. And again, thanks for making that extra effort and running the net here. So we'll listen here. WATU, back to that.
All right, John. Well, I'm figuring it must have raised up a little bit because the canal here is brimming with water right now. I think if it got any higher, it'd pour over the banks. So hasn't been that way all year. I figure they must have released a bunch more out of North Lake and Cable Lake to get it tight so the North Lake levee won't burst. Anyway, all right. Well, you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, what's going on tonight?
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff. I got a landline going all past this evening. Not a whole lot to report. N5AOW, back to net control.
All right. Enjoy your landline there. We'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control. Are there any other check-ins?
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, hey, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, we got 45 degrees up on the hill here, and it's dropping. But I'm trying to chase down a differential oil pressure system problem on a Volkswagen, and uses two oil pressure sensors. And one of them, they hit it someplace because I can't find it. So I'm going to go in and Google it in a few minutes and see if somebody else is, can point me in the right direction.
Well, that's usually one thing you can be sure of. If you're going through it, somebody else probably has. Should be able to find it. All right. Well, good luck with your search, and stay warm tonight. We'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Well, for myself, another work day. Got up early for some reason. Went right to work. 5:30 or something, I don't know why, but, and took a short break in the afternoon and then went right back to work here, so I'm a little tired, but I got at least another hour or so to go here and then wrap it up. Start it all over again tomorrow. Looking forward to the Fall Arts Festival this Saturday up in Boonville. You guys aren't doing anything. Come on up, it's usually a good time and it usually always rains, so bring an umbrella, raincoat, and stop on in. We usually go to Halber House and get some food there and some drink, and we have a good time. There's a lot of booths and vendors and raffles and you name it going on. So anyway, that's about it. Not much else to report. So KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or link check-ins?
WA2 with some trivia.
Go ahead, John.
Now, October's around the corner, so, people are thinking of hunting season. I know you go up to your camp with the boys there and do target practice and stuff, but I was reading through Outdoor Life the other day. I got a kick out of this, how they make different transitions. For those that have the S and W in a handheld for the 500, S and W. Now, it's available in rifle form. WATU back to net.
It's funny about how much of that's becoming interchangeable these days. You know, there's a lot of, I guess there's a, I'm not sure if it's actual law, but there's a lot of policies with ammo dealers, and where if you buy pistol ammo, you're supposed to show your pistol permit license. Unfortunately, I mean, I have my pistol permit license, but a lot of times I just don't bring it with me. And, I have a 44 carbine that I hunt with up in the Adirondacks. It's so thick up in there, and a lot of times they won't sell it to you. It's just it's pistol ammo, and you try to tell them, it may be pistol ammo, but I'm using it in a rifle and go around and around with that. But it's got me thinking that I'm probably my next pistol will be a 44, you know, with a long barrel revolver, and. Might as well hunt with that thing up in the woods where I am. It's so thick, you're going to get off about the same shot. You know, you'd probably be just as accurate with the pistol as you are with the rifle up there. And you're only getting, 50 yards maybe, if you're lucky. So, I hear you there, Chuck. All right, are there any other comments or queries or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank my father, John, Kevin, Doug, George, Pete, and John over in Hinkley Reservoir there, Bill and Ray for checking in tonight. Everyone stay warm, and we'll stay 73. KD2 AIT, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing through the repeater on the Echolink system, and I would always like to say, Jeff, thank you again for allowing us to use the Echolink on the repeater. I will say 7-3. KD2FPM will be clear until tomorrow night.
KB2KOJ for the United County Traffic Emergency Net, Akon. Currently on the 145.17, Station 4, Akon, come now, please.
This is Andrew WBX, good evening.
WBX Dennis and N5AOW Bob. Thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else? Well, I don't know if this has been announced up here on the 655.
So I'll make an alpha. Let me make another call. Is there anyone else waiting to check in back then?
This is KC2WI.
Okay, very good. IP, KC2WI. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else rock up? Okay, I just want to make this short announcement here. I have a short announcement for the net. This coming Saturday and Sunday, October 3rd and 4th, is the National SET Weekend Simulated Emergency Test, and we encourage check-ins in traffic. And when you do check in to NET Saturday and Sunday nights, please indicate to NET Control if you are or not on emergency power. Emergency power can be anything other than power that you get from your power company, whether it be a generator, or if you're mobile, or if you have a handheld. Anything other than commercial power. So we encourage participation. It'll be Saturday and Sunday, October 3rd and 4th. So always a fun time. Anyone needs those? Okay, very good. Final call for us. Nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear.